We're calling to Wyra Mama. If you have a glass of water by you, keep it, because the wind spirits will blow all of this energy into the water and remind you as you drink it down after this meditation of the importance of how wind and energy flows and can flow into a glass of water, and you can nourish and replenish these seeds that you're planting as you drink this water, and it will wet the seeds. Please sit down or lie down to make yourself comfortable. And start by taking three connected wind breaths. And to connect with them, bring in that first wind breath of Wyra Mama. Bring it all the way down to your pelvic region. And then hold it for a count of 10. And as you release it, send it out over a course of 10 more seconds and bring it out down to the bottom of your feet. And now, to the count of 10, bring in your second wind breath. And feel yourself filling up with Wyra Mama, this wind of right relationship. And hold this right relationship in your body for another count of 10. And as you exhale, feel that wind connecting to the wind breath of all of the people around the world breathing out in this very moment. And on this third wind breath, you should be really relaxing. And as you release it, feel your body going deeper and deeper and deeper into this wind meditation. We're going to use Wyra Mama, and we're going to begin at our feet. Relax your feet using the power of the wind. Feel that wind on a windy, breezy day rustling against your feet. Are there any blockages in your feet? We're going to scan our body as we move up. We're going to look into our calves, The wind is moving up our legs. We're going to look into our calves and see if there's any blockages there and just let it flow with the wind. And up into our knees. Are there blockages there? And into our hips. And let the wind take these blockages. And look into the small of your back and into your uterus and your ovaries and see if there's any blockages there that the wind can take. And look into your middle back. Again, the wind takes away any blockages in your middle back as you move up to your upper back and into your chest. And as that wind energy moves up, check into your shoulder blades, check your the tops of your shoulders, the fronts of your shoulders. See if there's any blockages about you being of service in the world or any blockages, and give it to the wind. And the wind's moving upward into your neck and into your throat. And examine, are there any blockages in your neck and in your throat? Words left unsaid float away with the wind. Move up through your sinus cavities, into your head, out your ears, and really float around there and see if there's any blockages in your brain and in your ears and in your nose and in your eyes and in your third eye. Are there any blockages in your head? And let's move them out. And move your body all the way from wriggle your toes, your feet, your calves, your knees, your thighs. Move about, just squirm around if you're sitting, if you're lying down. Move and see if there's any blockages that Waira Mama can help you release. And let's send them all out through your mouth and just a big breath. And scan your body one more time, releasing any tension. Feel it flowing out, being carried away with the wind. And then on your next wind breath in, feel the energy of the wind coming back in to restore you. And with your eyes still closed, put a smile on your face. Because you know that the power of the love on the wind is unlimited. There's plenty for you and there's plenty for everybody else. And so everybody innately has their right to shine. And as we share our light and our healing energy with others, we bring even more into ourselves. So send out this love light to everybody in the community you group and everybody in the Wind Clan and everybody in your community, and see how you're filled up more by the wind. Take the next 30 seconds or so to invite anyone in need of your message or your healing to join you. See them forming a circle around you so that you can start to see who else is in this circle, who might need your work, who might need your message, who might need a healing from you. See them in your mind's eye. See them healing the healing energy of the wind in the universe to help them heal as well. And now we're going to bring our attention to the focal point of where we're going to plant this seed, of light. And right behind your navel, down a little bit, there's a healing spot, and it connects you to all your old stories and your ancestors' stories. And we're going to bring a healing wind in through your belly button, into that spot at the base of your spine, and we're going to send it all the way down your ancestral line to heal any old ideas, any old ancestral rituals or curses that hold you from really being able to shine brightly in this day and in this time and in this life. Feel this wind unraveling, going counterclockwise as it works its way down through. When you get to the end of the road on this, you can see there's a clear path now all the way down through. You're not limited by other people's beliefs, other people's ideas, other cultural stories, or any indigenous stories you brought in here with you. There's a clean path down all the way from your, through your belly button, down to your coccyx bone, all the way down through all of your timelines, past that might have kept you from fully planting a light seed here today. So we're going to cauterize that at the end. Well, you could use fire, you could use wind, you could just tie a knot, however you want to cauterize the end of that so that that story is no longer informing you. Cut it, seal it. Send it through time and space, wish it well, transform it, transmute it with love. That's no longer your story. Your story is here that you are planting a seed of light. With the help of Wairamama, you're here to give and to receive these multitudes of blessings, multiple layers of blessing, multiple gifts. And now we're going to actually ask Wairamama to bring us a light seed on the wind. And when she's blowing, you just grab the one that's intended for you. And then where that opening was in your belly button, put that seed in there and put it down to your, right about by your coccyx bone. And then we're gonna rewind it. So let's grab that seed of light that's got your name on it, your destiny on it, your karma on it, your dharma. And pluck that light seed right out of the sky. Put it in that open spot in your navel and imagine pulling it down to your tailbone, right above your tailbone, right where that first chakra is, and start to see it spinning and becoming fully full of light there as that light begins to spin, with your light getting brighter and brighter and brighter and filling you up through your entire being. And it's from this place that you're gonna share your message. It's from this place of this knowing that you're here to serve, that your message is needed by others. You're gonna shine your light bright out into the world, and Wairamama is gonna be here to remind you to be in right relationship, that today for you, tomorrow for me, today for you, tomorrow for me, so that you can stay in balance with this new story that you're writing. And when you're ready, you can come back to the room, come back to your day, and maybe take a sip of your water if you have some nearby to water the seed you just planted. And when you're ready, you can write down this journey, write down this exercise, write down what this new seed is, what this new light seed, what it informed you of. And then pay attention for the next week. Jot down how when you walk into a room where you don't know anyone, you feel just a little bit brighter, a little bit lighter, that you're ready to engage a conversation. And really watch how this energy transmutes your day, your story, and your life. And please feel free to share any experiences with me, Renee@thepracticalshaman.com. And thank you for allowing me to be your guide on this sacred journey today down, you know, to the bowels of your beliefs. And thank yourself for showing up here present, willing to become a light, willing to share your message, willing to be part of a community that gives and receives. Aho.